Om Shanti. 12th May 2019, Sunday. Slogan: surrender even your service to the Father, and you will then be called a surrendered soul. So surrender even your service to the Father, and you will be called a surrendered soul. There are some good words in the language, and one of them is Sharanagati. Sharanagati means somebody who has surrendered himself in front of someone who has taken refuge. So this word Sharanagati has got a lot of importance in the path of bhakti, especially the Vaishnava Sampradaya, the Vaishnava community, where a devotee surrenders himself, Atma Nivedanam, out of the 9 types of bhakti. One of the bhakti is Atma Nivedanam. Atma Nivedanam means self-surrender. And in the same vein, Sharanagati, there are different types of Sharanagatis in Vaishnava, in Shaiva, in different religions. So all this connotes surrender, the sense of surrender. And today, Baba is using or giving the definition of a surrendered soul. This is most celebrated word in the Yajna history, surrender. But what exactly is surrender? What it has to deal with? What it has to do with? This is one of the most subtle word in spirituality, because a lot of misconceptions get attached with such words. One of the saints of Maharashtra says that if just by wearing the saffron robe one can become a sannyasin, even this donkey, if made to wear a saffron robe, he would become a sannyasi. So it has much less to do with the dresses. It has much less to do with any external attachments like badges. It has very less to do with ceremonials, outside ceremonials, and it has very less to do with, and it has more to do with stage. Surrender is the name of the stage where the soul has totally surrendered itself unto the Father. And Baba has talked about surrender, different types of surrender in different murlis. And here today Baba is discussing about service, but we'll just see what exactly the word surrender means. Surrender means I am helpless, I am absolutely weak, and that's why I surrender unto you. This is the meaning in the path of devotion, where one generates those feeling of humility and surrenders in front of someone who is powerful. It's not that the devotee is weak. Even the king surrenders in front of God. So it is the sense of humility that makes them say so, or the love for the higher power, for the supreme providence. So surrender means just to submit one's will in front of the divine. So submission of the will is surrender. Surrender is laying down one's life, or giving the power of attorney to someone else, that now you are responsible for me, for everything. I am nothing. I have come into your refuge, the act of Sharanagati, and now you take care. I do not know anything. You are the most powerful, and I surrender unto you. So when we surrender, our entire responsibility shifts in the hand of that person. So it means handing over the power of attorney to somebody. It means submission of the will. It means laying down one's life for someone. It means to put oneself in somebody's hand. So that is the act of surrender. Baba has talked about 7 to 8 types of surrender. And the first is sankalp, thought. Surrender at the level of thought. That all thoughts are his and for him and from him and towards him. All thoughts for him, from him, towards him, in him, for his service. So surrender at the level of thought is a very subtle surrender. Body. Surrender at the level of body. To surrender one's body. That's little gross. But this is also very important. We have surrendered our body for service. Wealth. Surrendering one's wealth for the purpose of Baba's service. That is also surrender. So this is related to mind, sankalp. Tan, man, dhan. These are the three types of surrender. And then, even subtler than the mind. The grossest is wealth, and then body, and then mind, and then intellect. This is very subtle. What does the surrender of intellect mean? Surrendering intellect means what? Specialities, skills. Intellect. We are talking about intellect. Intellectual abilities, skills, specialities. We are skillful in some particular work, some seva. So one develops ego for that sometimes. Or one is highly educated. So one develops ego of education. Or one knows some art, for example, computer. So one can be egoistic about that. Only I can do this, I know this, and others do not know this. Or some profession. So any skills. The surrender of intellect means the intellect is humble. It doesn't entertain any sort of ego. Because for jnani souls, they develop or ego of knowledge, jnana. When poetry compares the humble person like the cloud carrying water, but it is not egoistic. Lombati jalat ghevuni jal ghevuni nire. The cloud is moving along with the water, but it is not egoistic. The great people, they never have the ego. The cloud showers rain, but it is not egoistic. So poets have compared to this rain-filled cloud to an egoless person. In the similar manner, surrendering ego means whatever skills I have, that should be used for your service. Whatever specialities I have, that are all for your work, your service. And who has given these specialities? Who is the donor? Data is he is the donor. If he has taken, he can even take away. If he has given, he can even take away. So what is the ego of it? And then the most subtle is sanskar. How to surrender sanskar is a big question. Because sanskars are deep rooted, they have become habits. They operate automatically. How to surrender? Even if I say, I surrender this to you, this sanskar. But that sanskar is deep, automatically it emerges. Sanskar of vice, sanskar of anger. Okay, one has surrendered sanskar of anger to Baba. But then the vice comes out again. The sanskar of hatred, the sanskar of negativity for someone. It has become automatic because it has been undergone repetition so many times. Now it has become deep. It has taken roots in the subconscious mind. So that's why it's very difficult to root out sanskars. So to surrender sanskar is the subtlest. So if you start with wealth, this could, you can call it the first, the topmost. And then go deep, body, then go deep, mind, go deeper, intellect, go deeper, sanskar. Sanskars are very deep. And to surrender them means, it's not a joke. It takes a lot of efforts, it takes, you have to work on sanskars. Surrendering sanskars means working on sanskars. Surrendering sanskar is not something like that. Baba, take away this sanskar of mine. He has taken, okay, I've gone. I got rid of it. It's not like that. It's not like submitting, okay, this is yours now. Yes, wealth can be said. Wealth, I have this. I have 1 lakh rupees. Baba, take this for your service. It's gone. It's easy. Wealth is easy. Body, okay, go in the kitchen and serve there for 2 hours. Body, you have surrendered. Quite easy. Mind, mind is wandering here and there. This is now the difficulty starts here. But still, mind can be concentrated. Listen some Baba song, come and sit in the class, or listen stories of Baba's love from Yajna children, or Dadi's stories of sacrifice, saga of suffering. So mind has come to God. Intellect, okay, I have a good skill, but somebody insults me. That I feel that I know this very much. Some sister is there and she draws very nice rangoli. And she is very slight ego that I draw very nicely. And I spend the whole night drawing rangoli. And then early morning one's other elder sister comes and she says, this is useless. This is so ugly. So straight attack on the intellect. So intellect after that becomes little humble. He says, no, I don't want to draw anymore. Okay, you better draw. Other people are there to draw. They know better than me. So by force, intellect can be brought down. But what about sanskars? How to do? Surrender sanskars. Surrendering sanskar doesn't mean take this sanskar, it's yours. Okay, that can be one of the ways. Baba, take the vice. Baba often says in Avyakta Murlis, now you have come in the hall, diamond hall, now drop the sanskar here. Don't take it away from the doors. Keep it here only. Keep it in Madhuban. But it's not that easy. Because they are automatic. They operate independently. So surrendering sanskars means you have to work on sanskar. You have to identify sanskar. You have to accept that you have. You have to accept the disease and then search for the treatment and begin the treatment. Yes, it is there, but I want to work on it. Sanskar of seeing others, parachintan, sanskar of paradarshan, sanskars of thinking about others, sanskars of self-victimization, sanskars of inferiority complex, sanskars of jealousy. I feel jealous. The moment somebody goes ahead of me in anything, there's a slight jealousy that arises always. So sanskar. So working on them, that is actually to surrender. So these are the 5 types of sanskar. Then 6th is surrender your service, seva, whatever actions, you can call it karma. And not just action or karma, but their results as well. Karma and karma parinam. To surrender actions and the results of the actions. Entire Gita is based upon this. Do not think of the actions. Karmanyavadhikaraste. Mafaleshu kadachana. Don't think of the actions what you are going to get. Just do now. That's it. Just do it in the stage of yoga. Yoga karmasu kaushalam. Your actions would become elevated, your actions would become perfect, your actions would become skilled, there won't be any flaw. So surrendering actions and surrendering results. This is the sixth type of surrender. The seventh type of surrender is speech. Mansa we already took, vacha was remaining, so here is the vacha. Because in tan, man, dhan and mansa, vacha, two things are common, man. So, that was mind, this is speech. Now, this is also difficult. To surrender one's speech means what? To utilize one's speech for Baba's service. To utilize one's speech for giving happiness to others, to utilize one's speech to spread Baba's knowledge, to utilize one's speech to awaken souls, to utilize one's speech to rekindle the fire of Vairag in souls, to reignite the spirit of unlimited disinterest. So using one's speech for God's work, using one's speech for the welfare of the world, and surrender also means silence. Silence. Surrendering of speech means not to speak, to become silent. That is also a surrender. Because we are not allowing words to come out. So, he is saying, you have to enter the world of soundless sound. So if you want to enter the wordless word, the soundless sound, the world of soundless sound, the world of silence, you have to surrender your speech. So silence is the surrender. To speak less is the surrender. To speak sweet words is the surrender. To speak slowly. Slowly. Soundless sound. Soundless sound. Where there is no sound. Mon is known as the soundless sound. It is known as the Anhadanad. Nad means sound. And Nad is produced by friction. When I clap the hand, sound is produced. But there is one sound which is without clapping. It is without friction. That is known as, this is known as Ahat. Sound. Ahat Nath. There is Ahat. Ahat means wound, chot. This is Ahat. But there is one sound that is Anhad, that is without friction. That is known as the soundless sound, the chantless chant, the pathless path, the gateless gate, the wordless word. So, speech, surrendering speech, and the last surrender is eighth. Arvind bhai, which is the one more surrender? Relationships, sambandh, surrender, relations. If there are two persons, is their relationship accepted by Baba? That one should see. I have relationship with one person. And if there is the slightest impurity there, Baba will not accept this relation. So check. Keep on checking, checking. Yesterday's whole Murli was on self-checking. Check yourself, check yourself, check yourself, check yourself. Don't practice hypocrisy. self-deception. Check if this relationship is pure. Baba loves pure. Namaste, Layak. Such purity in the relationships should be there. If there is a BC, body consciousness, instead of SC, soul consciousness, this BC is not accepted. SC is accepted. So all relations should be based on SC and not BC. So these are 8 different types of surrender. So Baba is saying here, one surrender that is known as surrender even your service to the Father means actions. All the actions, whatever you do, let them be for Him. And then you will be called a surrendered soul. So the first surrender is breath. Is Baba has also talked about surrendering breath. So breath has to do with time. Breath and time are same. So you want to make it 9 now? Okay. So time is also, but what to surrender in time? Utilize the time in the best possible manner. That is known as surrendering time. Recently in the last season, there was one sentence Baba had said about surrendering time. Last season. Shwas. Breath. So the first surrender is wealth. Gross. Give money to the yajna. And sleep nicely. The second is body. Go and do service. No need of any other thing. Third. Thoughts. Now the problem starts. Thoughts. And then intellect. And then sanskars. And then your actions. Not just action. Fruit of the action. It's not that I have done something very nice service and the fruit is so much, so nice, so I accept it. And now I have done a lot of service, but fruit is opposition. People have become critics after doing the service. People have started opposing. Now accept that also now. Now you have spent lakhs of rupees for a mega program. And there came a huge rain. And nobody came for the program. All the money wasted. Now accept that also. If you accept that, you have to accept this also. If you are saved, it is good. If you get burnt, that is also good. So, actions and then speech. Surrendering speech has many different meanings. And then surrendering relationships. So check. The most best checking, the most important thing in all the 9 is the relationships. Because somewhere our relationships are not 100% pure. There is some amount of body consciousness in those relationships. Or some laukikta in relationships Baba will not accept. A relationship should not be, there should not be a trace of worldliness in the relationships. They should be pure. He is my mother, he is my father, he is my brother, he is my sister, he is my friend. He is my teacher. He is my this, he is my that. All this my business, mine business. So, relationships. And last we said time. So, 9 types of surrender. So, time means, surrendering time means do not waste time. Surrendering time means not to utilizing time to the best possible manner. Surrendering time means not wasting one's time and not wasting others' time also. Otherwise going with unnecessary stupid questions and wasting somebody else's time. A few days back, I woke up in the morning and there were 180 messages by one person. That soul started writing messages from 12 midnight. till 4 a.m. Unknown number. So not to waste others' time, we have to take care of that also. Om Shanti.